Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
And away we go. Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. It is Friday, September the 4th, 2020, 14 minutes past the hour, and everybody knows what that means. We are upon Labor Day weekend. How about that? Labor Day weekend. Now, I don't know if it's just me, but it would seem like time is passing by faster in this pandemic than it normally does. Now, I remember back in March when this all started, and I remember when summer was starting, back around Memorial Day, and we were worried, are the pools going to be open? What's it going to be like this summer? Are things going to be available to people? And then July 4th came up, a month and a couple weeks after Memorial Day, and then we were waiting to see what would happen in August with the schools and high school sports. And now here we are at Labor Day, which is called and considered the official closing weekend of summer. Now, of course, fall does not officially come until, I believe, September 21st, which is the, what do they call that? Is it the autumn solstice, the fall solstice, the equinox? They call it something. But it's just right around the corner, and it's interesting to think that here we are, the first Friday in the month of September, and we're headed into Labor Day weekend, so it's a long weekend for most people, and most people will be celebrating on Monday, I think, with the cookouts and normal fare. You know, that's one thing that hasn't changed in a lot of ways, because I have done my normal Memorial Day and 4th of July cookouts, and I do notice when I'm in the grocery store buying supplies for these on these weekends that the grocery stores seem to be just as busy with people buying the normal stuff. You know, hamburgers, hot dogs, buns, chips, things like that. Cookout food. And it looks like my cookout is pretty well going to be the same as it always has been. The people who've come to them all summer long are continuing to come, which to me, here's what this means. What this means is I think the cookouts are going over well. Because I would think if somebody did not enjoy themselves, they would not come back. They certainly wouldn't come back for all three. So Monday looks like it's going to be the typical cookout. And we're going to have a lot of fun, and we'll do what we've done all summer long. We'll have the hamburgers and the hot dogs and the chips and some kind of dessert, and we really have a good time. So here we are, Labor Day weekend. Schools are back in session. There'll be football games tonight, and that's the way it is. Now, I was talking with Jeff Ruth earlier on in the week, and I know the football game tonight will be broadcast at 7 o'clock on 1490. Now, I know he told me the game. Now, I want to say it's Elgin, but don't quote me on that. I think that's the game tonight, is Elgin. And I'm not sure who they're playing. But I do know that if you want to hear Jeff Ruth tonight give the sports call, it will be 7 o'clock on 1490, and I think the game tonight is the Elgin game. Now, if I'm wrong, somebody let me know if you've heard differently. But regardless, if you want sports tonight, 7 o'clock, 1490, and you'll hear a game. Now, don't forget, we still do a show here on Friday night, 8 to 10, and we will update you on the scores. So you could tune over and listen to Jeff for an hour from 7 to 8 and see how the game's going. And then you can tune over to us for 2 hours, and we'll give you updates on how the game is going during our program, our big Labor Day show tonight. And then you could go back over to Jeff if the game is still being played and catch the end of it. You know, that's a good rundown on a Friday night, but certainly Marion's flagship AM station, the first station in Marion for so many years. AM 1490 will be broadcasting that game tonight at 7 a.m. I spent 5 years there, and it's a good station. Now, today, I don't really know what's on there, and people will hate that I'll get into this. Now, here's what I know. But to be honest with you, I stopped listening to that station a long time ago, not because it's not a good station. Now, here's why I stopped listening. When I worked there, to be honest, I didn't listen to it. Because here's the deal. When I was on, something came up in my throat there. Wasn't that strange? Little cough? Here's the deal when I worked there. When I was on in the morning, when I was done at like noon, it went to national shows. Back then, it went to Rush Limbaugh at 12 o'clock. And, you know, that was of no particular interest to me. I'm not much into syndicated shows. I like listening to local programming, hence this station. So I never really listened to the station, to be honest with you, because back then it was Rush Limbaugh in the afternoon, and then in the mid-afternoon, it was Sean Hannity. And then Sean Hannity, then there was some kind of sports show. And I don't think it's there anymore, but I think it was called the Fox Sports Show. I never really understood it, because half the time they really didn't even talk about sports. I never understood what that show was, but it was on, and I think a lot of people liked it. There was Nighttime Tradio for a long time. And then there was, Jim Bohannon. Then Jim Bohannon came on, and he kind of took you through the evening and the early morning, and then you got the Aliens, which was Coast to Coast. Now, part of the time I was there, it was hosted by the late Art Bell, and then George Norrie, who I think still does it, took over, and that would take you right up to us coming on in the morning, or Jeff Ruth at 6 o'clock in the morning. Back then, we used to start at 5:30. Jeff would come on. After I would come on and do the news, and on Saturday morning I would come on at 6 o'clock. So that was the schedule, and I just never really listened. I wasn't up in the middle of the night to listen to the Aliens, and the other shows, you know, they were national. They're okay if people like the national shows. That's fine. It just did not have any interest to me. So I never really listened to the station. So even after I left the station, I really never listened to it. But now, and this is where I say people won't like what I have to say, now it's all national, which is fine. You know, nothing wrong with that. But I can't remember who's on there. Now, I think for more or less, the afternoons are still the same. I think there's still Rush Limbaugh. There's still Sean Hannity. I think Jim Bohannon's still on. I think the Aliens are still on overnight. And I think Glenn Beck is on in the morning. Now, he wasn't on there when I was there. I think Glenn Beck now comes on at 9 o'clock, and he's on through noon. But then there's this morning show they have, and we've talked about this, and people hate that I cannot get this man's name right, and I don't know why his name does not stick in my head. Well, let me tell you two reasons his name does not stick in my head. Number one, I've never heard of him. You know, I know who Glenn Beck is. I know who Rush Limbaugh is. I know who Sean Hannity is. I know who George Norrie is. I know who Jim Bohannon is. I've never heard of this guy who's on in the morning. I wouldn't be able to spot him in a crowd. I don't know where he broadcasts from. I don't know what he's doing. He's on over there right now. I don't know what he does. Apparently it's political stuff, but we learned recently, and I still don't understand this, and somebody let me know if they're still doing this, because the morning show at WMRN, when it was local, used to come on at 6 in the morning, and it was on through 10. Now, apparently, what they do over there, this guy who's on in the morning, you know, Steve Cheswick, I know that's not his name. I cannot remember his name. I don't know why I can't commit it to memory. People have emailed it to me. People have said it on the air. Honest to goodness, I can't remember the name. I just have a block on it. I don't know why. So he comes on at 6 o'clock, I guess. And I don't know when he's live. I don't know when he is live. I don't know when he's broadcasting. I don't know when this show is taped. But apparently he's on from 6 to 7. And then they take that hour. They replay the same hour from 7 to 8. Then they replay the same hour from 8 to 9. And then they replay the same hour from 9 to 10. That was the last report I heard on this program. Gordon, is his name Gordon Ches? Gordon Ramsay, Gordon, Bill Gordon, I don't know what his name is. But, okay, that's how that runs over there. So, by the time I come on here at 8 o'clock in the morning, you could have already heard that show twice. The same show. So, here's what this does for me. This makes me feel better in a way because we air repeats on this station, but we certainly don't air them that often. We don't air the same show four times in a row. And at least what we're airing here is local content. You know, we're not necessarily doing national content. What's the man's name? God, you know, that drives me nuts. Oh, I'm getting it here. Oh, I was close. I was close. The man's name is Gordon Deal. Gordon Deal. See, I was close with Gordon Ramsay or whatever I was saying. All right. So I have committed half his name to memory. So Gordon Deal. Now, did anybody listen to the Gordon Deal show this morning? It's already been on twice. Did Gordon Deal have his big Labor Day show this morning? If anybody listened, let me know. I want to see. I'm a real radio diplomacy person. Like, we just plugged Jeff Ruth tonight. He'll be on doing the game. That's on a different station. That's fine. You know, whatever. Here's what I know. I know people are going to listen to what they want to listen to anyway, no matter what I direct them toward. So I never feel that's an awful thing to direct somebody to another station if it's something they want to hear. But did anybody listen to the Gordon Deal show this morning? Or has anybody already listened to Gordon Deal twice? The 6 a.m. version and the 7 a.m. version, which are word for word the exact version? Because I have two questions about this. Was it the same show this morning? Are they still doing that, where they air it at 6 and 7 and 8 and 9, the exact same show, every hour? And I also want to know, what was he talking about this morning, pre-Labor Day? Because I'm still not sure what he does. I really ought to listen one morning as I'm driving in. I guess I could do that. What in the world is this man talking about every morning? Is he politics, like all the rest, Glenn and Rush and Sean Hannity? Is that what he does? Does he do like trivia and little quirky news? Does he have co-host? Does he take phone calls? What does this man do? What does Gordon Deal do? And who is he? Where is he from? Did they just find somebody like in the street? And I don't even know where he broadcasts from. Does he ever tell you where he's broadcasting from? Or is it like New Mexico? You know, he's like Wolfman Jack. He doesn't tell people where he's broadcasting from. I'm broadcasting from an undisclosed location. Is that what Gordon Deal does? See, I don't know. I got to listen. All right, maybe here comes the report. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
I haven't been listening to that Gordon Deal, but, you know, basically it's a national news show, and he is just sort of a moderator.
Oh, okay.
And he has about, you know, every show there's about a dozen or so different reporters that call in and do a five-minute segment on some news item.
So now, would you say that this show has a political slant, or is it a straight news show?
No, it's just straight news.
Straight news.
Yeah, that's the one good thing about it. It's not politically slanted at all.
Now, does he ever say where he's broadcasting from?
I've never heard him say no.
Yeah, because had you ever heard of Gordon Deal before
this? Not before this started, I don't know what, a year ago or whenever WMRN shut down.
Yeah, now, is it true, though, that they air the same show over?
Yeah, but, you know, I think it's designed. It's about the only place on AM or FM radio that you can get some extended news, you know, about anything. You know, a five-minute news report, usually you only get a 60 or a 30-second, you know, on normal AM radio, you know, on the hourly news. You don't get much. So I think it's designed more for people that work.
Now, I know that's a Fox station over there. Is it Fox News, or does he kind of do his own
news? It's got some other name. It's not named to Fox. No, I forget what the name is, some other national-type news. But, you know, I think it's, like I say, it's designed for people that work. And, you know, if they get up at quarter after six, and they got an hour they can spend, they hear the whole news by quarter after seven or whenever, you know, if they got an hour while they're getting ready for work or driving to work, they hear the whole news. I don't think it's for people that have all morning to sit around and listen to the radio.
Well, you know, it's interesting because when I was at MRN years ago, and I used to fill in for Jeff when he was on in the morning, and that was a four-hour shift, and it was all original.
That was local, you know.
Yeah, it was local. And what I always found was that most people who were listening stayed with you all morning. Right. I always felt like I was on in a lot of offices and places like that.
Yep.
So I wonder, when they made this switch over, and this same show started airing four times every morning on a station that had been very localized for 80 years, how that took.
They just, you know, I think it's, you know, it just shows they went away from local.
Well, they did, and it's unfortunate.
Sad, you know?
Well, it is. It's sad because I think people like to know who their radio hosts are, know they're in the community. You can come on and talk about things going on.
So I don't turn WMRN on except maybe like tonight the football game.
Yeah, the football game, I think, and that's a good local thing.
Yeah.
But well, I appreciate it because I was not sure about this Gordon D. Is he British?
I don't think so. No.
Yep, just a normal American guy.
But, you know, he doesn't. He sort of talks to the people. You know, interacts a little bit with the people that call in, but he doesn't present the news himself at all. It's always another, you know, somebody from the New York Times or Washington Post or just some. Most of it is just national news. There's some lighter side. They always have one or two articles on a lighter side of things, but that's about it.
Now, were you listening this morning?
Nah, like I say, I don't listen to him anymore.
Oh, okay. but that's what he does. Well, I appreciate the information.
Sure, Scott.
Hey, thank you.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, well, there we know. But has Gordon Deal to anybody else's knowledge? Because maybe people do listen to him before they turn over to this show at 8 o'clock in the morning. Does anybody know where he's broadcasting from? Does he ever say where he's at? Now, that sounds to me like a halfway decent show. I'm all for that. You know, it sounds like he's a newsman. It sounds like he gets the news out in the morning. It sounds like it's not politically driven, which is always good. Does anybody know where this Gordon Deal broadcasts from? Or what was on the show this morning? Was he doing his big Labor Day show this morning that'll repeat four times? I don't know. It's an interesting concept because I don't know. If you could take a show like Glenn Beck or Sean Hannity or Rush Limbaugh or Jim Bohannon or George Norrie, who are all national shows, and I don't know if you could repeat those four times. A lot of those are call-in shows, which I think would become one of the major problems. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, sir. I'm going to try to talk a little more clearly. I think I came across like I was mumbling a couple days ago, but it might have been my phone.
Yeah, there's something. It was something going on with the phone. People said there was a lot of interference.
Yeah, I'll just try to talk a little, kind of a little like Howard Cosell, because you know I like him a lot. I really did not know much about Gordon Deal, and so I looked him up. I want to make a disclaimer. I try to not Google things, just talk off the top of my head, like with the trivia, but I'm about as clueless about Gordon, about the deal with Gordon, unintended as you are. But just FYI, if you go to thismorningwithgordondeal.com, deal is spelled like Let's Make a Deal, in honor of our late great game show host that you interviewed, Monty Hall. So thismorningwithgordondeal.com. He's a fairly young guy. I mean, he's at your age probably. So it's kind of hard to tell about the show. I had not heard of it, but I agree. It seems kind of nonpartisan, non-opinionated. Maybe some of the old school stuff, which is unique for a younger guy. Seems like the younger hosts, they Tucker Carlson types. I mean, they have their opinions, and you love them or you hate them. And Deal might, but again, you're relatively younger, and you're also kind of unopinionated, which of course we like. So, yeah, Deal looks like it'd be a pretty good show. He lists a collage. If you look on the homepage, Scott, if you want to pull it up on there, one of the renowned radio computers, shows all these stations that he's on. You can listen to the podcast. But yeah, they kind of shy away from exactly what the political slant is. It's not a Limbaugh type where, 5 seconds into it, what the political slant is. And the website's kind of nice. It actually looks pretty good.
Now, does it say where he's at?
Yeah, I'm looking, and I don't see it. I think he's from his home, because it's a lot of this is podcast, and then there's a show, apparently. Contact Us. It is kind of a mystery there exactly where the guy's coming from. Let me just try one more time here. I mean, I've got so many tricks in my bag to be able to find people, but of course they purposely try to defeat people like myself and broadcast location. I can almost find anything, but I tell you. I could do a background check on him. I mean, who knows? But I can't find anything as to where he broadcasts from. Maybe he's in Mars or something. I mean, maybe it's somewhere out of the planet. So I guess that's part of the mystery. You never quite know. He could be in Mansfield, or he could be in Honolulu. I guess you never really know what the deal is.
I guess it's the old Wolfman Jack syndrome.
Yeah, look at the website. It's informative. You know, I'm sure the minute I hang up the phone, Scott, I'll find exactly where about. Gordon's understanding of what listeners need to know. And 15 years ago, he was on WINS and WCBS, major stations in New York City. So I'm thinking he might. I found it. He lives with his. I knew, Scott, I would find it. Sherlock Holmes to your rescue. He lives with his wife, Kelly, and their two children in Central New Jersey.
Oh, he's in New Jersey.
Yeah, Central Jersey, as I say. It's okay. I have a relative there. My dad went to law school in Northern New Jersey, so it's okay for me to say Jersey, because they do talk like that there. And, yeah, he's got a young staff. I mean, he's your age, probably. His rather attractive co-anchor, Jennifer. And then Mike Gavin, his producer. They teamed up on Wall Street Journal this morning before jumping to This Morning with Compass Media Networks 5 years ago. So, yeah, it's East Coast. And that would appear, yeah, they don't make this very obvious. I really had to sniff around. But you know me, if I want to find something, especially if I call and claim to be the know-it-all that I claim to be, I'm going to find where it is.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah, that's it. So, it looks like a good show. I mean, maybe, for a younger guy, kind of old school in terms of his presentation, which might be worth listening to. But, I mean, nothing beats local content. It doesn't matter how good these national hosts are. The local content that we have, nobody has what you have, Scott, as I've said. Stations in Chicago or L.A., don't interview the people that you interview. DJs and show hosts in Los Angeles, or maybe in her case, Boston, don't do a happy birthday tribute to Pat Carroll. And I've been, there's some new internet-based retro TV networks, and Pat Carroll's on a lot. She was out of My Three Sons episode. I mean, this is from before I was born. I mean, I really didn't realize how well-known she is and a long career. It's really, really quite amazing. And I see that, there's Pat Carroll from 60 years ago. And I might say she was, she's still pretty, but I mean, she was really a knockout 60 years ago. And I think, well, she sounds the same, the same laugh, and there she is now in 2020 being interviewed by Scott Spears, ITTS, as I call you.
Well, that's always a good thing.
Nobody has what we have. I mean, we lost Charlie. I mean, his legacy will never end. But what you provide, yeah, I mean, we go head-to-head against any of these guys. But just some food for thought for radiophiles like myself and yourself. Good local radio is still out there, and we nurture it.
All right. Well, hey, thanks, Adam, for calling in.
Have a nice day, Scott.
All right. Adam Lepp, whose show can be heard Monday morning, 10:10 to 11 a.m., and Tuesday and Thursday from 2:10 until 3 p.m. All right, well, now we know Gordon Deal's broadcasting from New Jersey. Now, see, this to me is local radio. This is what local radio is supposed to do. Look at the information we have ascertained this morning in the first 25, 30 minutes being on the air this morning from the callers, from you guys, the listeners, because, you know, I just don't know everything. I barely know anything, to be honest with you, and I had no connection to Gordon Deal. But, okay, so we've answered most of these questions. We've answered where Gordon Deal broadcasts from, what kind of show he does, so on and so forth. But do we know what he was talking about this morning? Did anybody happen to listen to the old Gordon Deal show this morning? And do we know what he was talking about? Because I like, even though we're here, I like to be able, and we're on a different station, I like to be able to let people know what's going on other places. Because we can't just talk about ourselves. That becomes rather egocentric. And I think at some point we got to talk about what else is going on in the world. And I have no idea about Gordon Deal. So, what was the deal with Gordon Deal this morning? Was he doing something worthwhile about this morning? Did he have anything on the air this morning that was worthwhile? That's what I want to know. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What was on the old Gordon Deal show this morning? And are there things you like about the Gordon Deal show? I had just never heard of him. When he came into this area, I had never heard of him. Which is weird, because I guess he is on a national level, but that is just not a name that I had ever heard of in my life. So when that name popped up, I they said, well, who took the morning spot over at WMRN? Well, it was Gordon Deal. And my first question there was, who in the world is Gordon Deal? And then we came to learn through phone calls and things of that nature that it's a show that's repeated, you know, four times. But that might work, as our first caller said this morning, because of the nature of his programming. So, you never know. 740-383-9944. You know, and I did not mean to, by the way, start off this morning talking about Gordon Deal. I think what I meant to do was plug the football game tonight at 7 p.m., on WMRN 1490. But you know, you look at this 80-year history of broadcasting in Marion, and on December 23rd of this year, broadcasting will have been in Marion for 80 years. WMRN was the first radio station to come to Marion. It went on the air December 23rd, 1940. So December 23rd, 2020 will be the 80th year that broadcasting has been in Marion. And we celebrate that on this level, because that's what we have done here for 6.5 years at this particular point. Are there any morning shows that you like? Or any shows in general that you do like in radio? Are people listening to any of these other shows? Like the Glenn Becks, like the Rush Limbaughs, like the Sean Hannitys, like the Alien show overnight. Boy, there were always people calling into that Alien show. Now, somebody told me recently, though, that it's not so much aliens anymore. Now, is that true? Have they gotten away from the aliens on the Alien show? I always thought it was the Alien show. Now, I know the show is called something else. I know it's called Coast to Coast or something like that. But are they still talking aliens?
overnight. It used to be aliens, because I would be driving in the morning when I had to go on at 5:30, and I would have that thing on, and it would be on in the studio too, so you could hear it. And holy mackerel, you had these people calling in who, these aliens were coming into their home, these aliens were doing surgeries on them, very strange. But it was a very paranormal, I don't know how you describe it, but I'm not sure what they're doing over there now, because honestly I have not listened to Coast to Coast for a long time. So, has anybody listened to that show? And Jim Bohannon, who I thought was kind of an entertainment show for a long, long time, is Jim Bohannon on? Do people still listen to Jim Bohannon? I thought he did a pretty good show. I don't know. What do you listen to other than this station, which you should stay on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? But on those rare occasions you might flip over to something else, where do you flip? 740-383-9944. You know, it's interesting because so many stations have become music stations. And when I first started in radio, the music stations were always the most listened to because people did not want to go out and buy the record or the CD. Because, you know, they used to cost like $20, and really you may have only liked one or two songs on those particular CDs or records. So music radio was very popular because it was a way to hear the new songs, and they would usually repeat them once an hour or something like that. But that is not the case anymore, to be sure. All right, let's take the phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, Scott, I hate to correct you, but you said WMRN came on in 1940. Oh, 40. I thought you said 30. Okay.
Oh, I might have said 30. I might have misspoke. I might have said 30, but 40, right?
I was born in 40, and I just turned 80, and I thought, now, wait a minute, 1930, that's 90 years.
Yeah, but it's my understanding, when I was doing the history, because when I started there, I was lucky enough that some people who were there when it started, worked there, were still around. And the start date is December 23rd, 1940, at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. But it's interesting because I don't think anybody will ever get this unless I've said it on the air. But do you know the first thing that was ever heard over the air in broadcast in Marion?
No.
Well, it's interesting. It's an interesting story because apparently what happened was the Amish had a big part in building the building out there that is WMRN. So they had finished the building, and the FCC was a really different group back in those days. They were a very powerful bureaucracy. They're still there, but I don't know that they are what they once were. There used to be offices all over the country, and I don't think there are anymore. But so you had to be really particular about what you did. So WMRN, it was an interesting day to go on, December 23rd, 1940, but they had not received what was called an ASCAP license. And ASCAP allowed you to play all kinds of music, like the popular music of the day. And they had not been approved for this. So what they had to do was they had to find music that was in the public domain. See, people think WMRN started out as a talk station. It really didn't. It was going to be a music station, from what my understanding was. And so the first thing that ever went over the air there was Jeannie with the Light Brown Hair, because that was a song that you could play that you didn't have to pay royalties for. And the reason it became a talk station was because they still had not got the ASCAP license, and they were playing this old music, and they said, we got to do something different. So people started talking to people in the community, and it kind of evolved from there.
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Well, I do believe you said 1930, but I might have misheard you, so enjoying your program today.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was the story, my understanding, behind how WMRN started. And I think we'll probably talk a lot more about that in the latter half of the year, because we are coming up on the 80th anniversary of broadcasting in Marion, and I think even though we're not WMRN, we should celebrate that. That's a big milestone in Marion. Now, it's also my understanding, and this I have never understood, and most people don't know this, when MRN started, it was 1500 on the dial. It was not 1490. Now, later on, they had to move from 1500 because a station with a lot more power wanted that spot on the dial. So that's how they ended up moving to 1490. They were originally 1500 in 1940. So when people used to say 1490 since 1940, yeah, kind of a joke, because they really weren't 1490 in 1940. They were 1500. But I don't know. I don't think to this day anybody knows what WMRN really stands for, because call letters usually stand for something. They usually stand for something like an acronym, or they mean something. Now, I've always heard three, and I'm not sure which one to believe, knowing the beginnings of WMRN. Now, the first one I heard when I first went there was Marion Radio News, that it stood for Marion Radio News. But I'm not sure that's true, because those call letters would have had to have been implemented before the station went on the air. And I don't think back in 1940 they were probably thinking Marion Radio News. So I'm not sure if it's that, but I've heard that. And then the people who used to do the Country Jamboree show told me it stood for What Marion Really Needs, and that stuck for a while, and I thought, well, maybe that's right. Maybe it was a slogan to get the station on the air. That makes somewhat sense. And then somebody also told me it was Marion without the consonants. Or Marion, no, backwards, Marion without the vowels is what it was. So I don't know really what it is. I don't think there's anybody left who could really tell us what it is. Who knows what it stood for? Go ahead, caller.
It's got to be Marion without the vowels, Scott. Sorry, it's me again, but that has to be what it is, because it fits so well. I just got really, nosy and wanted to be resourceful. I found out more about Mr. Deal. He doesn't like to publicize when he was born, but I actually did a background check, so I even know where he lives. But he's 53 and a half, born in February 18th, 1967. That's definitely him, because his wife is 48 and shows that his spouse, Kelly, is 48 years old.
Now, why doesn't he like to publicize his age?
Yeah. It's a picture. I mean, it's probably touched up a little bit. I mean, who knows? It might be a 5-year-old picture. But yeah, that's relatively young. He's really been around a while. I think he went to Rutgers. My dad went to Rutgers. He was a play-by-play announcer there. Yeah, and so kind of some personal connections. He worked as a public address announcer for the New York Giants football and the Army football teams. And he's done some other PA announcing. So he really has quite a long career. But interesting, nowadays, Scott, unless your name is John Smith, but even in that case, I can probably find it. I can probably find that old jar and where you live, and it's actually pretty simple. I'm kind of surprised. And this is definitely him, because, again, his wife's 48. But they had a picture where they were celebrating her 45th birthday years ago.
Now, Adam, you say it was easy to find out where Gordon Deal lives, so you have his exact address, is what you're telling me.
This isn't always accurate. No, I could look at criminal records.
Oh, has he done time? Has Gordon Deal done time? Has he been locked up? Has he been in the slammer?
I can find you.
Has he been in the slammer, Adam?
No. I'm saying a criminal. Let me append that criminal, which but criminal court includes traffic court. But I mean, if you've had a speeding ticket and it's published in court records, I can probably find it. I'm not actually showing any. From what I'm looking at, I'm not showing any activity in the courts. But again, this isn't always accurate. The address isn't always accurate, but usually it is. But they do show the month and year of birth, and that's definitely him, because again, his name isn't John Smith. Only two Gordon Deals in New Jersey, and this is the one. He is a registered Republican, or at least from the most recent record. Remember, I told you we can find that pretty easily. He was non-specified in South Carolina in 98, New Jersey Republican in 91, and New Jersey Republican without a year specified. So that might show his political slant, or it might be like me, where he just decides which party based upon the primary candidate, so I don't really take it as being overly important. So
you think you have what is his home address?
I believe, and he's actually renting. But well, now it's actually showing a different address in a similar part of New Jersey.
Well, a lot of people don't like to sell to ex-cons.
Yeah, no, he's not.
He's not an ex-con. I'm sorry, I misspoke.
I didn't phrase that well. But again, by criminal, but that's the way. Criminal means anything from running a red light up to something very serious. Again, including traffic court.
Here's what I think, Adam.
Degree misdemeanor is criminal in traffic court, but is a far cry from something very serious.
Oh, I'm sure he's a law-abiding guy up there in New Jersey. Here's what I think, Adam.
Interestingly, too, it's showing a former address in French Lick, Indiana, not too far from here. But
where in Indiana? What was that again?
French Lick.
French Lick, Indiana.
Look, I'm not mistaken. That's kind of in southeast Indiana, near Cincinnati. You know.
Man, French Lick, Indiana.
Yeah. This site again. This is the one I use for background checks. It's really kind of interesting. I really get my money's worth out of it. Yeah, I guess. But you know, as radio people, Scott, people often get jobs sometimes in podunk towns just to keep their radio career alive, and then they end up making it big.
Well, here's what I think, Adam. Here's what I believe. I believe the reason his home address was able to be found is because who in the world is going to go stake out Gordon Deal's house?
Of course not.
Yeah, nobody would know.
Terre Haute and Louisville, but it's...
No, like Rush Limbaugh. Now, if you came up with Rush Limbaugh's home address, now, see, then we'd have something. But Gordon Deal, I don't even think people would know who that is. You know, they'd drive by his house and pull up in his yard and start snapping pictures, and he would come out, and they'd say, "Who are you?" They'd probably ask him to take the picture of them.
With radio, you're kind of... You're anonymous. I mean, Marion... I think because you've been around so long, people know what you look like. But many times, you would walk by a person from the radio and not even know who he or she is.
Oh, everybody knows who Rush is.
Yeah, Rush is in Florida, right?
I don't know. He might be.
I found him. I found two Rush Limbaugh.
You found Rush? Did you have his home address?
I believe he's 69 years old. Sounds right. Isn't that his age?
Could be. So you have found Rush Limbaugh's home address?
Let me see if that's...
I don't think there's a whole lot of people named Rush Limbaugh.
He is 69. He was born January of 51. This is him. Yeah, Palm Beach, Florida.
So you know his home address.
This isn't always accurate. Shows his house is worth $29 million.
Oh, that's probably him.
Well, yeah, I mean, he's rich, yeah. I mean, this is him. I mean, he may not live there, but it's certainly a house that he has. And, many celebrities, they have houses in different locations. But this certainly is registered to him. Yeah, this is him.
So does it give his phone number?
It has a record of phone numbers, which may or may not be accurate. But yeah, I do see a phone number here. This might be it because it's listed twice.
Well, you should call up Rush, Adam. You should call up
14 years ago.
Right. Well, you should call up Rush and see.
So this is right, Scott. I mean, remember he had that issue with the prescription drugs about 15 years ago, 2006. Fraud, concealed info to obtain prescription. We heard about that in the news, so that's definitely him.
Yeah. Well, you should call him up and see if that's a working number, and if he happens to answer the phone, ask him what he's doing for his Labor Day.
Yeah, well, you're the interviewer to the stars, Scott. I'll message you his number if you'd like, if you want to call. I think this is probably him.
Okay.
I'm gonna message you his number right now. You call him, Scott. You're one of those old-time radio people that used to... make these phone calls on the air, and it's really kind of cool. I'm sending it to you right now.
Okay.
I believe this is probably right.
Well, here's
maybe he might get a secretary or something, but...
Right. Well, this is what I'm saying.
I'm sure this has some connection to him.
All right, well, we'll give it a shot. Thanks, Adam.
Have a good day, Scott.
All right, well, we're not going to do that right now because we're coming up on a break in 3 minutes. But now listen, we might call Rush Limbaugh, and we might call Gordon Deal if anybody cared. Adam... Do you have Gordon Deal's phone number? Send that over too. I'm sure everybody has Gordon Deal's phone number. But this is real radio this morning. I'm glad you tuned in because I had a whole list of things I was going to talk about. We're not talking about them. We're trying to get Rush Limbaugh's home phone number, and we're trying to get Gordon Deal's home phone number. And apparently Adam works for the CIA. So this is how this is all coming together this morning. Now, but what I was saying about WMRN, I don't know what the car letters mean. I don't know if it's Marion without the vowels. I don't know if it's what Marion really needs. I don't know if it's Marion Radio News. I've heard them all. But if anybody knows, let me know. Does anybody have a guess? There might be some people out here who've been around listening since 1940. Do you remember when they went on in 1940? What they were all about? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call, and we'll put you up on the air. Also, don't forget tonight, there is football. And it will be broadcast here in Marion, and during this pandemic, that's a way only a certain amount of people can go to the game. So a lot of people are going to hear it over the radio waves as it happens, and Jeff Ruth does a fantastic job of that, always has. And he will be doing that tonight at 7 o'clock on WMRN 1490. Now, we're on tonight. So, you know, listen to that and then listen to us, you know, flip back and forth, get a thing going. But 1490 a.m., 7 p.m. tonight, Jeff Ruth doing the game. And I'm going to get that game before this morning's over, and I'll tell you who's playing tonight. But it will be 7 p.m. on 1490. And we're going to come back with lots more right after this.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like the first female Secretary of State,
if Donald Trump does get in, what